You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining us from the big old London town, they've just released their debut album, Wildwood, and they're UK-born, Kiwi-raised, LA-based, so there's three cities to cover. They are certified international, and they are joining us right now. We've got Nio here. G'day, Nye. How you doing?
Kia ora. I'm doing really good. Thank you.
I'm very glad to hear that. I'm very, very glad to hear that. You've been quite a busy person recently with this new album, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been being really busy.
Are you chilling out a little bit now?
I wish. I feel like I've been being busy putting the album together, but now it's out, so now I have to show people that I'm being busy.
Yeah, you can't really take a break from it, can you?
No.
It's all-consuming.
it really is all-consuming, and I am a team of one, so, you know, if I take a break, then nothing happens.
I read in a Stuff article from 2023 that said you refuse to own a phone. Do you still hold yourself to that promise, or have you joined the masses?
I had to join the masses.
Oh, no.
It was funny, the thing that made me join the masses was I had a phone for just... for the internet, really. And then my 85-year-old neighbor started whinging to me about how she couldn't send me text. And so I got a phone to text my 85-year-old Republican neighbor.
Oh, that's the best reason you can really have for having a phone. At least it's in the service of other people.
Totally. You're right.
Republican, you said, though. So they're kind of a little bit intense, or are they, you know...
We don't get political on text. She just sends me, like... ring cam videos of bears and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's nuts. America seems like it's in a very interesting place right now. We can talk about that in a second, but one thing I noticed from the new album and the documentary that's been on YouTube is that you're a bit of a tea drinker, aren't you?
Oh, look. I got one on
Oh, you got one right there.
I don't want to slurp on radio, but I'm going to.
Go have a slurp. I want to know, what are your top three teas?
English breakfast, huh?
Damn.
No, there's an Earl Grey in there, and I'm having a rooibos right now because it's nighttime.
The Red Bush, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
It's delicious.
I really only get down with peppermint tea. That's the only one I really,
really?
Enjoy. Yeah. Or lemon ginger if you're sick, you know. But yeah, just for medicinal properties, really.
It can go one or two ways. I think I like tea for the milk. And then there are other people that like tea for the curvy taste.
Yeah. When you say milk, are you meaning dairy milk or one of the other million milks?
I'm meaning bitter almond milk.
Oh, almond milk,
Almond milk, because it doesn't have oil. Oat milk's got too much oil.
Does oat milk have oil in it?
Yes, sunflower oil.
Fair enough.
My milky bubble.
That's a horrible thing to say. oh my goodness. Oh, fire out. I kind of want to get talking about this record. And one thing I want to chat about is kind of the making of and this idea of change. It doesn't matter who you are. People often associate change with newness, and newness can be scary. It can disturb and impede on your comfort. I watched that documentary on YouTube where you said we can strive to be comfortable and embrace change more and be more graceful in that. Now, you were on tour with Harry Styles for many years. I imagine that would have given you ample change, but not a lot of comfort. How do you think your music helps you embrace change gracefully, as you put it?
Well, the music is the comfort, and the music is like the resetting of the cycle, because I think it's funny, even now looking back at that little documentary and those like epiphanies that you have, and you go, oh, that's good information and I'm going to carry that the rest of my life, but it really is, it just comes in cycles where you forget and then you find it again. And so music is the thing that ties the loop back together so that I can feel strong enough to weather more change. And it's constantly learning, and it's quite frustrating at times, but yeah.
But it's the one thing that keeps you going. Or one of many things, I hope. keeps you going. The new record, Wildwood, it was recorded live in a studio in Topanga, California. And I heard that it was, so recorded live. Does that mean that each song is a one-take pony?
That is indeed what you're saying.
That is nuts.
It's true.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I know. And it was so much fun to record that way. And, you know, I feel very grateful to have had the environment and the budget to make that happen, because you know, you need really shit hot players to make that happen. And yeah, I had an amazing band for this, and a lot of the album songs are just take one or take two, which is nuts.
I assume you rehearsed a lot.
No.
These
mother effers had never even heard the songs before.
These mucka fathers.
These mucka fuckers.
Whoa!
Whoa, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I'm not very good at that. they just in. And I would sit down and I'd be like, all right, we're going to play this song. And we'd cut about three a day, four a day.
Mate.
And I'd just sit down, play the song to them, and they'd just like write up their little, you know, notes, however they see it. I mean, some of them were complete, like, sort of savants that they just, like, you watch them sort of ingest it, and then you go in and they just play it. Done.
So you were kind of playing a role of almost a conductor when you were recording this thing.
Well, I mean, I'm playing guitar and singing, but my vocal booth was in the center of the room, and everyone's sort of around me, so I've got eyes on everyone. But what I loved about these musicians was, like, their ability to like surrender and be lost in the song almost instantly, which was beautiful to watch, because it gave me a lot of like, oh, I don't have to be in control of this, I'm safe to let go of myself as well. And that's what really helped me in the end. I was able to keep all of the vocals that I did live with the band as well, because I can hear in my vocals when I'm trying to like control things, and so I didn't have to have that. Mm-hmm.
It's good working with people who can see your vision. You know, that sounds like they knew what they were doing. My favorite track on the album is called Love for Two. It's a very tasteful, like, kind of classic country vibe track about looking for love, with these very beautiful echoey slide guitars. It's got some enchanting Doobie Brothers-esque keys floating around in the background. Is it tricky looking for love for two in LA? I've heard it's a very, you know, status-based kind of dating environment.
Dating environment. Yes, it has been incredibly difficult. I've been there for nearly 5 years now, and I've just started dating someone that I feel happy and serious about, but it's taken a very long time, and I had to get to the point where I just had to surrender and be like, no dating apps, no trying, you know?
It just has to happen.
It happened at a barbecue, and it was great.
Oh, lovely. That's awesome.
But, yeah. Whew, thank God.
That's so good. Another highlight track on here is Bloom Baby Bloom, which is about kind of being resilient and beautiful, like some kind of desert flower. It's very confident, and it feels like you're embracing the interconnectedness of all things on this track. You've got lines with like soil, water, oxygen, and light. Black star in the middle of the night, minerals relating to us all, you and I can never be alone. That, the kind of title of the album, the cover of the album, and the fact that on Instagram you thank the angels who swirled around the canyon when you were recording this album, makes me think there's quite a spiritual edge to this thing.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm coming to terms with, I think as we get older and we're able to zoom out more on our lives, and we realize the interconnectedness of everything and sort of the insignificance of the details of our bullshit, you know?
Of self, almost.
Of self, yeah. Yeah. And so I'm trying to be a better person within that and get out of my own head.
Well, it seems like you honor someone on this album who was pretty selfless. The closer is a touching ode to who I assume is your grandmother, Marie. It's pretty clear from the song that you adore her, and she's a huge role model. What was she like?
Well, she's still here.
She's still alive. 97. She's still here.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
She lives in Tamaki Makaurau, and I wrote that song for her 90th birthday party. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I'm always in awe of her. She's a nurse, was a nurse, in rural Indonesia for many years with her husband, who was the doctor. My chats with my grandparents are my favorite conversations that I get to have in the world. They're just, I learn so much from them, and I learn so much about, like, not taking it all so seriously, and now that they're at the end of their life, what is meaningful and what has brought them meaning and understanding is the service that they have been to other people in lots of different respects. And so I wanted to, yeah, I just want to honor her as a person, but always have a song to remind myself that, yeah, we're here to help each other, and I want to do that in the best way that I can. Right now I feel like it's music, and I think it will change throughout my life, but music will always be there to use.
You'd hope so. I mean, you've gone through a lot of formal training for it, so, you know,
remains. I'm not qualified to do anything else.
Bro is not going to be an accountant. I read or I heard somewhere that you've had pretty rough run-ins with imposter syndrome. With this album under your belt, are you feeling much more confident, or is that voice still nagging away in your ear?
I think the voice will always nag. And sometimes I wonder, is that the sort of tall poppy growing up in Aotearoa thing? I think the voice is quite loud at the moment, actually, because I've put this album out by myself, and so working on the back end of it and being more of a office person than I'd like to be has been like quite hard for me. And so right now the voice is like, this has just been like a lot of work. I haven't been able to play as many live shows as I would have liked to yet, and I'm sure that will come and it will be fine. But yeah, I think the voice will always be there. But I think the voice is great. The voice is the person that I write songs to make friends with. So.
True, very very true. As RuPaul says, you've got to make peace with your inner saboteur. You know.
Thanks, RuPaul. And then buy an oil field somewhere in Texas.
And we all got to do it. You'll be playing the Festival of Lights in Ngamotu, Napier, on January the 4th. Can we expect a broader New Zealand tour sometime next year for the new record?
Definitely. Sorry to be a dick, but Ngamotu, Taranaki.
Oh, see, I googled, and this is what Google says. This is, thank you.
Google, liar, racist Google.
many such cases.
I will say that I love Napier a lot, so I hope to get to Napier. But yeah, definitely going to bring this record around the place that inspired this record. It would be rude not to. Just need a minute to figure out how to do that.
Fair enough. Well, I think that's all the time we have this morning, man. I really hope that you have a great time in London. You're playing a show this week sometime, which is awesome. Get to demo the album in front of some peeps. Super exciting stuff. Do you have any final words or thoughts to leave our lovely listeners with?
No, I mean, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to radio. Radio's awesome, and you're awesome, Zach. And
thanks, man.
Yeah,
you're
awesome. I hope everyone's having a great life and is going to have a nice summer.
I'm sure they will. I think everyone's feeling, I'm feeling in a better mood because it's the end of the year, you know? I know there's an end to this shit.
I know. 2025 has been a shitty year.
It's been a bit of a rough
year. Everyone.
Everyone I know.
There is not a... Yeah, everyone I know is like, man, can this year be over?
Yeah.
So don't worry, you're not alone in that, and we'll all have a nice barbecue this summer.
Hell yeah, shrimp on the barbie, just like our Australian cousins. All right, thanks, Naya. Take care, man.
Kia ora, Zach. Nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. All right, folks, that was Naya. We're talking to them about their new record, Wildwood, which is out now. We're going to be playing the track. Oh, God, what track did they choose? Automated Message from a Distant Machine. And then after that song, my dear boys and other friends, we have the Rad Times gig guide at 8:45. Well, just after the song. So I'll see you for the Rad Times Gig Guide very soon. Here is Nio with Automated Message from a Distant Machine from their new record, Wildwood, which is out wherever you find your music. See you soon. Take care.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.